Okay, a tough, hard-fought battle. I think I just got done with the team. We're well aware of the situation that we're in right now. And as a head coach, I'm the problem solver. And we got to solve these problems and quickly. And it's exactly what I told the team. We got to look to extract more from our players, from our coaches, from everybody involved with this. Ask them, you got to give more. They came back, had opportunities in this game. And especially at the end there with two situations where we were in four-minute situations, all we need to do is get a first down, and we didn't accomplish that. But, it's up to the coaches to put the players in position to succeed, and it's up to the players to make plays. And we all take full responsibility with this. And we just didn't have enough to get it done. There'll be times during the year our character is tested, and that's now. And we'll rely on that, though. We'll rely on this team's character to come back and get back to work and figure this out, like I said, quickly.
3 points out of those three takeaways. Was the play calling a little too conservative?
We were trying to run the ball, it comes back to that. We didn't run the ball very well again today. They were very stout up front. We knew it was going to be a challenge. To get a first down, that's what your goal is in a four-minute situation. And we were really in 2 4-minute situations after the takeaways. And, to get a first down is what we're looking for. And I know we threw the interception on one and didn't get the other one.
Any thoughts on your shot at the end zone on either of those series?
The 4-minute drives? We weren't really thinking about that. We were thinking about getting a first down.
What's your view on Blake? He just seems to be regressing here these last 2 weeks.
Well, you know what? I have not talked to him yet and had conversation. I know, he's showing up. He's making some plays and not as enough plays as he would like and as we would like. And, I think the big thing is that he's got poise and he's got to rely on that poise, in these difficult situations like this. And, we just got to protect and all come together with that.
Could you address him specifically taking the sack on the last series? He motioned for a receiver to go deep. At that point, it seemed like he should either throw it away
that's situational football, there's things like that that happen through the game that you gotta understand what situation you're in. And, he knows that. He knows in that situation we don't want to take a sack. And we thought that, that at that time on third down, let's get a first down. And we ran routes past the sticks to try to get a first down. And, just didn't work in our favor.
3 straight games now, the run game has been unable to fire. Could you see anything today, what they were doing? What you guys weren't doing up front?
No, I think just maintaining our blocks and the execution of our blocks. They're stout up front. That's a very good defense that we face, and they've been good versus the run. So, we just got to look at our execution and, different ways. And that's what I say, as a head coach, it's my responsibility to take a look at everything and really challenge all of us, to look at different ways, more creative ways to run the ball.
Gus, do you take notice that you're not getting the ball down the field? Doesn't seem as much as last year.
And that's where we took pride in that last year, that we could get explosive plays. And we get explosive plays, we get more points on the board. And we took some shots today, and we just misfired or didn't have the protection. So that's what I mean. We just really need to look at everything to see how can we get some of these explosive plays to be more in our favor.
No big run plays, a lot of pressure on Blake, and tip balls on third down. How concerned are you with the offensive line right now?
Well, when you don't have an opportunity to score as many points as we think we're capable of, but everybody takes ownership in that. That's what I said. I think it's players and coaches together.
Defense, some turnovers, some third down stops. Did it start to look like what you
think? Yeah, it did. The third down stops, the pressure to get some turnovers, pretty good against the run. I thought I didn't see the stats completely, but, I thought that, in a couple phases, special teams, we set up a score with that fumble recovery, got that field goal, but then we had the one block. So, in games like this, I've mentioned this for years, it's a precision league and it's execution. Our penalties were down, but we still had some foolish penalties. And we just got to keep knocking those down.
End of the first half, Fowler has the penalty. Was he aware of the rule?
Yeah, aware of it. Emotional and passionate and try to make a play. And, in those situations, critical situations, good decision making. And, it comes back, like I said, to me.
Preston, you've had a team for 3 weeks that keeps making the same mistakes, making those little mistakes.
I think there's times where I look at and there's some same mistakes, and then I looked at today some things on the defensive side that was corrected. you know, and I see that on special teams, some things that were corrected, even on offense, but just not enough. Not enough in a game like this.
What's the best way, if he was playing, taking away playing time, and what's the best way to solve those issues? I mean, how do you...
What specifically issues you talking about?
With foul, with the hand, you know, the
yeah, he came out of the game right after that.
I mean, is that basically the best way with the player?
Take away playing time, you know? And, you know, they got to realize that situation.
How deep do you have to dig now this week to make sure this doesn't slip?
Well, I think every week you dig. I mean, you see it, man. It's week to week. It's week to week in the NFL. And, you know, it's not like, okay, let's kick it in this week and not, you know, every week you do it. And, you know, so that's what I say. Like, I believe in this team. We just didn't do enough good things today. And it sounds like a broken record a little bit. And it is. And, you know, although I can point out some positives, hey, we're making some ground on defense and some special teams, it's not good enough. Ultimately, it's about getting the win, and we didn't get it.
Now, so on the blocked field goal, what did you see, or what were you told about how it got blocked?
The last one for us right here, it looked like they got pushed on the left side. It looked like they got pushed. I don't know if they double-teamed them, but it looked like they got pushed and got penetration.
So was there a push rather than a low kick or something as far as you
could Yeah, it looked like they got pushed, and they got some penetration and a hand up and ended up blocking it.
Talk about the progress of Jalen Ramsey. He seems to be getting better every week.
He is. We keep challenging him with different things. He moved to the left side this week. So we keep putting those challenges on him. But, you know, there's some things out there that he needs to get corrected. I know early in the first half there was a spacing issue, you know, so he'll keep learning that. But as far as his technique and as a football player, you know, yeah, he's progressing nicely. What's that?
What did you say to the referee at halftime in the tunnel after that penalty?
Hey, just an explanation on a call.
I'm assuming you didn't have a huge problem with Blake's last interception because at that point he's got to take that shot downfield.
Yeah, we said we had to gain some yards. You know, we had to find a way, you know, to dump it to the back in the flat. You know, we got to somehow ways to get chunks of yardage in that situation.
A-Rob, you went to him early and then two touchdowns. Did you see him break through a little bit?
Well, I mean, if you were, you know, you see him in practice. The guy practices tail off, and he competes his tail off in the games. And, you know, but we've got multiple guys like that we want to try to find ways to get the ball. So he's always a guy you can count on.
Was Ivory's conditioning pretty good? I know you want more yards in the running game.
Sure. You know, I know we substituted quite a bit. I'll find out more when I go in there and see him, how he really handled it. I know it wasn't an issue. I kept checking with the trainer, and they said he was fine.